Earth Day is coming up, and there is a whole week of activities planned for Greater Cincinnati, starting with one Earth Day celebration in OTR and ending with another Earth Day celebration in Blue Ash. And joining me are representatives from both of those events, Jonathan Ady from Keep Cincinnati Beautiful, who is sponsoring the OTR event, and Nancy Fickus from Greater Cincinnati Earth Coalition, who is sponsoring the Blue Ash event. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, it sounds like Greater Cincinnati has embraced Earth Day with a great deal of vigor. And these are events that have been going on for quite some time. Isn't that right?
Yes.
That is correct.
And how long has the Blue Ash event been going on, Nancy?
Well, the event actually started in downtown Cincinnati, and just recently we moved the event to Blue Ash Summit Park. The city of Blue Ash was so kind to actually donate the space to us as a nonprofit, so we've been doing the event there. This will be our third year.
And then the OTR event has been going on for a while.
It's been several years. It obviously hasn't been going on as long as Earth Day, which started back in 1970, but Cincinnati has embraced the event for several years in the OTR, the Washington Park area, ever since that had been refurbished.
Now, was it planned between the two events to sort of bookend the week?
We had had some conversations with the Earth Day Coalition in order to provide a full range of activities that people in the suburbs, plus also folks who call downtown home and work downtown, to have events that are parallel and people can enjoy both events and also find lots of different ways to be engaged.
What are some of the highlights in Blue Ash?
The highlights of the events are environmental education. We have workshops that myself, as a health, wellness, and green living specialist, will be doing one on living in a healthy home. I live in a green community, Aberlin Springs, which is the first agri-community in this whole region of the country. And practitioners from Heim Wellness will be there. We have Climate Citizens Lobby there doing a workshop. The Civic Garden Center will be doing a workshop. We'll have yoga classes, lots of things for children, face painting, animals, kids' activities, a huge green space. And the highlight of the park, I really think, is the tower, the 10-story tower that, weather permitting, will be open that day. And you can climb up 10 stories and look around the entire Greater Cincinnati area. So that will be lots of fun for people. And not to mention, our theme is Farm Your Yard. So we'll be teaching classes on, you know, how to plant. Natorps will be there helping us to plant. We'll have 9 food trucks. We'll have beer from Mad Tree and live local music.
Now, of course, with the theme being farming, I'm assuming that there will be vendors there who will have all you need to create your own home farm?
Yes, exactly. There'll be a lot of the local farmers from the area that will be vendors as well.
Now, John, what about the OTR event? What are some of the highlights down there?
Well, in association with 3CDC, we don't have nearly as many vendors because our space isn't nearly as large. We'll have about 30 or so vendors, but we're going to focus our attention on kid and family-friendly events. We will have a bouncy castle, Hannah tattoos, the kinds of things that kids really enjoy. We'll also have food trucks. We're focusing on food that is packaged in environmentally sustainable and recyclable kinds of materials, drinks as well. And then also we have music, being that it is 420. We're going to focus on reggae music to combine a couple of holidays, so to speak. We have a sponsorship through the Cincinnati 2030 District to make the streetcar free on that particular day to encourage folks with signage and promotions to come down to the OTR event in order to reduce our carbon footprint. And we'll also have a one-stop drop to recycle those very hard-to-recycle kinds of materials, such as small electronics, clothes and shoes, empty prescription bottles, personal care items, chips and snacks bags kinds of things. And we'll have those actually at the curb so people don't even need to get out of their car if they don't want to. We're hoping that people do get out of their car so that they can enjoy all the vendors. We will have great parks there with live animals for kids and families as well.
Obviously, since 50 years ago, there's been a lot of changes in terms of how we approach sustainability, how we approach green. What are some of the newer trends or practices that are coming forth that people should be interested in?
I think a lot of people are becoming more aware. Our food trucks are going to be using biodegradable silverware, plates, things like that, things that we can put right in the recycling bin that are going to biodegrade. I think we've seen a lot of people that are becoming more aware of what chemicals or products they're using within their homes. That's part of the educational program that I have supported for 30 years in my business, is helping people realize the impact not only to their home in using chemicals, but the impact to the environment when using all these things that you plug in and spray in your home, that there are much healthier things not only for you, but for the environment. And anything you do for your health is good for the environment as well.
Now, your events are on the 20th and the 27th. For people who are interested, perhaps, in joining your organizations, what are the best ways for people to get involved with your events?
For us, it would be to sign up on our website for our newsletter and for our other mailings. There are ways to get involved as a part of advocacy, volunteerism. We have an active young professionals board. One of the things that I think is a cool new trend is plogging. People go out and jog and pick up trash as they go. Trash tag is a trending hashtag right now, so that people, I think, are not throwing their hands up and saying that environmental issues are not so large that people can't do something about it, that by cleaning up around one's house, around one's business, has a measurable and lasting effect. And we embrace that with the 17,000 volunteers that we utilize each year.
That's our mission as well, is to really help educate and make people aware. A little verse that we use is, every day, think of picking up 3 pieces of trash as you move through your day, and what a difference that can make if everyone does the same. And if you want to get more involved in the Greater Cincinnati Earth Coalition, we are still in need of volunteers for the day of, and we can always use more people to help us with the planning as well.
Now, beyond the Earth Day celebrations, your organizations stay busy pretty much year-round.
That is correct. We're an organization that sponsors the Great American Cleanup throughout the spring, summer, and fall months. We are also an organization that embraces arts as a way of impacting the environment. We have painted more than 1,100 windows and doors of boarded-up buildings to increase property values and decrease quality of life crimes.
Our organization has mainly focused on this one big event because we have about 120 vendors. It's a big venue. We have anywhere from 7,000 to 10,000 people that attend. So it's quite a large task putting that one event on. But at our last board meeting, we did discuss the need to try to find some other events throughout the year that we could get involved with in that continuing education on the environment as well.
Is there anything else that you would like the listeners to know about?
For us, just the Earth Day is the largest secular celebration in the world with more than 1 billion participants. And we invite the folks who live, work, and play in Cincinnati to get involved on a local level, because in so doing, not only do they impact where they live, but also the world.
I totally agree, Jonathan. That's absolutely true. We really encourage everyone to come out, not just enjoy the event, but consider getting involved in either one of our organizations or both for the continuing years ahead.
Well, I would like to thank this evening's guest, Nancy Fickus from the Greater Cincinnati Earth Coalition, and Jonathan Ady from Keep Cincinnati Beautiful.
Thank you so much for having
Thank
us.
Thank you as well.
For more information on the Earth Day celebrations on April 20th in OTR at Washington Park, and in Blue Ash at Summit Park on the 27th, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.